This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
With all the hype you hear in the media surrounding BPAs, you might have decided to steer away from those kinds of materials. However, you probably realize how difficult it is, since so many products, including your plastic containers, juices, sodas, water bottles, receipts, now we hear, baby products, all contain these BPAs. My guest today is Dr. Cassandra Kinch. She is a recent PhD graduate in the Department of Medical Genetics at the University of Calgary. Congratulations to you and welcome to the show, Dr. Kinch. I'd like to start by having you explain for the listeners, what is a BPA and what's the difference between BPA and now we're hearing about BPS?
Sure. Well, and thank you for inviting me to be on the show. So BPA is a chemical that's used in the production of plastics, and plastics that are used for food containers, also in some construction materials, and it's also present in the lining of tin cans. And more recently, what we're coming to realize is that it's actually used as a color developer on credit card receipts. Once you touch one of these products, or if you're storing food within the product, over time the product can become exposed to BPA, and then once it's ingested or taken in by a person, can then have a wide range of adverse physiological effects. So we know that this has effects on the developing fetus, and we also now know that it has effects on the adult. And so, given that there's been a big societal push to get rid of BPA from our consumer products, a lot of manufacturers have now been using very similar compounds, other bisphenol compounds such as bisphenol S. And the reason for that is that they need something that's going to make the chemical reaction in order to produce their products. So if it's not BPA, it might be BPS, it might be BPF, it might be BPD. So there's a wide range of other bisphenol compounds that are currently in use. So what our project identified was that not only is BPA harmful, but BPS might also be harmful as well.
Wow. So how do we really avoid all of these things? I mean, the receipts, people are learning when they ask you now if you want an email receipt, you know, that's the one you take, so that you just have that receipt, stick it in some file somewhere in your Gmail, and there you go, you've got it. I personally still like the paper receipts, but I'm trying to remember, you know, to wash my hands and save paper. But what do you do about all these products how do you stay away from them all?
Well, and exactly, and I mean, the reality of it is that these compounds are everywhere, and they're even in our drinking water. So, I mean, to completely avoid these bisphenol compounds would just be unrealistic, and I guess you'd have to live in a bubble, I guess. But I mean, there are things that you can do. So, like you said, instead of taking a paper receipt, or only take a paper receipt if you need to, you can also try to limit your exposure to the receipt. So instead of crumpling it up in your hand, you could just take it with two fingers, and then, as you said, wash your hands right away. Also, in terms of food storage, make sure that you're storing food in glass, and you know, in terms of drinking bottles, make sure that you're using aluminum or glass bottles instead of using those plastic, instead of using plastics. Furthermore, when you're making food choices within the grocery store, try to avoid purchasing canned foods.
Except now, you know, so I get that. And we hear that, you know, and I'm, nutrition is part of what I do for a living. And so I tell people that, you know, canned food, if they have to keep something in the pantry, canned vegetables, canned beans, these things, if they can't get the fresh all the time, are great alternative because they're, you know, but then now you're saying that the cans, which is better for us, to keep the cans and have some vegetables and beans, or to worry about these BPAs and things that are in the cans? How do we make that distinction? Or should we start looking to products that maybe come in a cardboard box? Are those dangerous too, those little cardboard boxes that soups come in now?
I haven't heard of any, I haven't found any studies within my research that indicate that the cardboard box foods preserved within a cardboard box are harmful and have BPA contained within the container. I mean, by and large, we know that some canned foods contain higher amounts of BPA versus other foods that are canned, just based on the acidity of the food. So, for an example, I know that tomatoes, canned tomatoes, those cans are really high in bisphenol products, as opposed to.
And now, why are they high? Is it because of the citric acid in the tomatoes? Does that bring out those, you know, BPAs more than, say, something like corn?
Well, no, it's actually, I believe that the release of BPA is the same in all canned foods, but don't quote me on that. But the reason why they need to use the BPA is to prevent corrosion. And then since some acidic foods have, some foods are more acidic than others, they're going to have to use more BPA within the cans in order to prevent, corrosion of the metal.
That's kind of what I was getting at it. Yeah, that's kind of what if there is, you know, if it's a more acidic food, they're going to have to, you know, because you can even do this test yourself and put an acidic food like stewed tomatoes onto a spoon for a while and you see that it corrodes it just a little bit. So they have to use more of it to protect the inside of the metal can to make it have a shelf life.
Exactly. Yes.
So glass jars, they're my favorite thing. Because not only can you wash them in the dishwasher and then use them for canning and pickling and storing other foods, but now glass jars, they don't have anything, do they?
No, and that's what our research group generally recommends, is if you're going to be storing food, use glass. Although it is a bit heavier than plastics, and you know, and I know especially too, talking to some young mothers, they say, well, it's hard to haul around glass all the time, but really, in my opinion, it seems to be the only safe alternative.
I agree with you. And I know that when I was, you know, using bottles and bringing juice and things around for my babies, that I was using glass because I just didn't like the way when you keep washing plastic. So the plastic water bottles, we seem addicted to these things. What about the stainless steel ones? Do those contain anything in the inside of that stainless steel? When you see stainless...
Yeah. Again, I mean, I haven't found anything in the literature to indicate that that the stainless steel containers have any harmful effects long term. I mean, again, that being said, we're not sure what's going on with ongoing research, but yeah, by and large, that's another recommendation that our research group does put forth is if you're going to be drinking water out of bottles, make sure that those bottles are made of glass or made of aluminum.
See, that's cool. So why don't you wrap it up in the last minute for us, please, if you would, Dr. Kinch, and sort of wrap up the recommendations that you have heard about, that you guys have done research on, the recommendations for avoiding these BPAs, BPSs, and all those BP things.
Sure. I mean, our group hasn't actually done any research ourselves on that type of exposure. We've just looked at what's going on from exposure to these compounds within the brain. So we're thinking about what's happening physiologically. However, what our recommendations are that make sure that you use glass containers so you avoid storing food in plastic. Make sure that you're not putting plastic containers within the dishwasher and the microwave and heating them up. Secondly, try to avoid purchasing canned foods if at all possible. And lastly, if you don't necessarily need your receipt when you're at a retail store, just say no.
I think that is great advice. It really is. Using glass, maybe a little heavier, but pretty much safer. Try and avoid those receipts if at all possible. And if you have to, maybe wash your hands. You know, if you have to have a receipt or something, then wash your hands. But try and save some paper and not to get those things all the time. Or aluminum. If you're going to use a water bottle, use one that you can reuse, made of aluminum, because it's certainly going to be better for us in the long run and better for our landfills as well. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. Scroll around, share these shows with your friends. Thanks for listening and stay well.